more information, call 561-337-9018 or visit our website, powerevangelism.net. You're invited to come experience the power of God. Miracles still happen. And on October the 10th, mark your calendars, One Night of Miracles will be held at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center in Port St. Lucie, Florida at 7 p.m. It's free admission. For more information, call 561-337-9018 or visit our website, powerevangelism.net. Miracles still happen.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You see, it's sometimes a challenge or difficult for us to see us really how He sees us. Or we can see ourselves with a little bit, a little favor. Because our experiences, you know, or lack thereof, have conditioned. That's why the Word of God comes to set us free. I said last time, many people have heard the Word that will save them and send them to heaven, but not the Word that will set them totally free. Amen. Free from the result of sin. It's not excuses. It's empowerment. Amen. It's not for us to make excuses. It's to empower us. Grace is the enabling that enables us to rise above these things and live through His grace by faith, the Zoe life, the abundant life, the life that is full of quality. How many again want quality in every area of their life? Quality with your money. Quality in your relationship, quality in your health, quality on your job, quality with your business. I mean, quality. Why can't we live up there with all these that are pretending to be righteous? How many know they've been squatting on your territory long enough? Come on, it's time for some exchange. It's time for some of God's people to rise on up. Into their position of authority, into their place of dominion. Amen. But it will happen through grace, by faith. That's why we fight the good fight of faith. You know, when it talks about putting on the breastplate of righteousness and taking the shield of faith, for too long we've had faith for things. When all we need. And notice in the New Testament, it doesn't talk about faith much for things. It talks about faith in His grace. Because all those things are added to you. But it's by faith in His grace. We are saved by grace through faith. And when it's talking about saved, it's the word sozo. It's not just saved from hell. That means your life is healed. You are delivered. Yes, you are preserved. All the things that the abundant life, when we are saved, that's what that means. It doesn't mean just saved from going to hell. No, it means now I'm not going to just save you from sin, but I'm going to save you from the result of sin. So when you get up on Monday morning, you know, you're not under the curse of sin. Your body's not decaying like that. There's life going on in your body. Hello? Your mind is being renewed. You're being strengthened. Amen. We're not getting older. We're getting better. Are you hearing? All those things are working, but see, it's through grace by faith. You unlock it by believing it. You have it, but if you don't believe it, it's yours. But if you don't believe it, when the spies went up into the promised land, 10 of them said, we saw the land. It's just like God said. Nevertheless, we saw giants. And then they changed their testimony, said the land eats up the inhabitants. It's messed up. We are not able to go up. And then Joshua and Caleb steeled the people and said, let us go up at once, for we are well able to possess it. We are well able to possess it. But see, if you're limiting yourself to this realm, what you see, your eyes haven't seen. Your ears haven't heard. Don't expect to hear it here. Expect to hear it from God. Expect to hear it in His Word. Expect to hear it by the Spirit. The Spirit will show you of things to come. He'll speak to you of things you haven't seen before, what you've never heard before. That's why you got to sanctify your imagination. Stop using your imagination for creature features. You know, for monsters and witches and warlocks and demons and devils. And use your imagination to see God. See what is God's potential with your life? What's the best you can see God doing in the situation you're in right now? I mean, have you ever really thought about it? Have you ever really meditated on it? See, you got to chew that cud. You got to start thinking. Think about where you are right now. And think about what you really desire God. What God could really do in this situation. How far beyond what your eyes have seen. See, the Holy Ghost will give you little unctions. You better catch those things and lock down on that and hold on to that, because that's God giving you a revelation. Showing you what to believe for. Showing you what to put your energy into. Stop putting your energy into trying to be righteous or do righteous. Tell somebody, I am righteous. I don't have to put my energy in trying to justify myself. Jesus has justified me. Hello? One hand clap and one amen. I saw some nods. I said, Jesus has justified you. That word justified is just as if I'd. Just as if I'd never done it. I am justified by faith. You see, this is faith righteousness. It's not works righteousness. You just put your faith in it. And then wait and trust God to go to work. I tell you, he'll go to work. Angels will go to work because you're believing him for his grace. And I'm telling you, when his grace shows up, it's going to be what your eyes hadn't seen, what your ears hadn't heard, neither have entered into your heart, what God has prepared for you. Hello, somebody. That's the word of God. It's beyond what your natural mind has even conceived. The best that you have thought, God says, no, I'm going to outdo that. I'm going to go one better than that. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. You have to understand something. Trouble comes to destroy you. This stuff, but God doesn't let it. God works it another way. See, it's like the grave. Everything that has to do with the grave and death, when Jesus passed through it, it changed. Ah, hallelujah. When he went through death, hell, and the grave, he changed it. Paul made the statement. He said, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? See, Jesus took it from there. So when trouble comes, which is a fruit of death and the grave and everything that's dark and evil, when that comes, God has already sanctified it. So it can come to try to destroy, but no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, because God has set this thing. God has already ordained that all things will work together for your good as a blood-washed believer, because we put our faith in the blood and in the resurrected Christ. So it's going to work together for my good. So in the midst of it, I just have to deal with my attitude, keep my focus right. This too shall pass. I'm coming out pure gold. God has a purpose and a plan. He wants somebody to see you going through. I said he wants somebody to observe how a saint goes through. How you come to work and you're yet smiling. How you don't have anything evil to say about the boss. How you can still greet people. How you're not arrogant. You're not so down on yourself. You're not depressed. You still got that bounce in your step, because you know you coming through. And while that person, God got that person's eyes fixed on you. They're looking for any little thing they can see. And all they see is Jesus. Come on, somebody. I said, all they see is Jesus. They know what you went through. They know how they've been talking about you. They know how they've been ostracizing you. They know how they've been separating themselves from you. They know how they've been mistreating you. They know all this stuff, and they're watching you. Paul was on that island after that shipwreck and was putting twigs in the fire, and he reached down and a snake got up on him. And everybody on the island, all the island, the chief and everybody watched, and they knew what kind of snake it was. Tell somebody, just shake it off. Paul shook that snake off in the fire, and they was talking. They said, oh, this must be a wicked man. Because even though they got through the sea, fate, they called it fate. Fate caught up with him, and they watched him waiting for him to kill over. Paul kept on eating. He might have cut the snake up and cooked the snake. But they watched, and they kept watching, and they knew the island. They knew them snakes. They know he was supposed to swell up and die. Yet Paul didn't even swell up. Hello, somebody. I said, Paul didn't even swell up. Tell somebody, I ain't even going to swell up. Tell them I ain't gonna smell like smoke. When I come out, I ain't gonna smell like smoke. Only thing that's gonna be burned off of me was what was binding me up, what was trying to get me down. When I come out, I'm free from it. I'm gonna walk free. My mind is gonna be free. My body's gonna be healed. My thoughts are gonna be pure. My heart is gonna be fixed. Trouble come to destroy, but God sanctifies something. What trouble means to a sinner, it means something different to a saint. Hallelujah. Trouble ain't gonna last always. Hallelujah. When you learn how to shout through it, when you see it coming and you start counting it all joy, because you realize God got something in store here. The devil is a lie. He bringing this stuff because God got something planned. And you know, things really heat up when you really take a stand a lot of time. And you stand in righteousness. I'm talking about the righteousness of Christ.
We are continuing in part 13 of Mega Grace, The Heart of Grace, part 2. Faith only operates where there is hope. You must have a willing mind. God will never override your will. Hebrews 3 and 12 states, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Pride will always have an excuse for not obeying God. Everything in the spirit passes through the heart. Faith is a response to God's character. Faith believes that God is honest and that He is true. Remember, anything that is not of faith is sin.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.